You okay? Like, you know, right over there? Or
no. I'm freaking out.
Do you just want to not talk about this then?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, well.
I'm sure people won't care that we teased it and then we just gloss over and don't talk about it.
Trust me, I'm sure people tune in and out all the time to this show. Alex is doing something today, and I got to give you props and credit for this, even though it's something you should be doing anyways, but that you've been putting off for how long?
A little over a year.
What have you been putting off for a little over a year, and why? Because I want to support you here.
It's a little bit over a year. I went to the dentist last February, right before I went to film a TV show, and then last year around September I moved here. So my 6 month checkup after that was supposed to be right in the middle of me moving here.
And you moved.
And I moved, and then it was like, you know, all the stress of moving and whatever. It's like I didn't make time to find another dentist here.
Yep.
And so now it's been over a year since I've been to the dentist, and my whole life since I was a child, I've always gone to, you know, every 6 months I've gone to the dentist for my cleanings, and I just haven't gone because also my whole life I've hated going to the dentist. It is nothing to do with being scared of tools. Ugh, that hurts. Like that, right? That noise makes my skin crawl. It is nothing to do with being scared. Like I can see the tools, whatever. I don't get freaked out. It is the feeling. To me, the feeling of having someone else brush your teeth for you, someone else floss for you, someone else scrape your teeth is the feeling sounds like what an alarm clock sounds like the most annoying, like nails on a chalkboard, skin crawl, cringe-worthy type of feeling. Does that make sense to you? It feels how an alarm clock sounds.
Yeah.
I cannot stand.
Like, it doesn't hurt me, but like, yeah, for me, the worst thing of, like, I love going to dentist, and seriously, I love Dr. Sarah Grove, Gove Family Dentistry. I encourage you.
Where?
Go. Oh, they got multiple locations, but I go up there in Fishers where I live at.
What's it called?
Gove Family Dentistry. They are seriously awesome because I had to get a crown. That sounds cool. I actually didn't hurt that much because my tooth chipped when I ate a hard taco. So I had to get.
Good Lord.
But my point is, though, they do a great job. But even with them, like, the thing I hate anytime I go to the dentist is, I think it's the same thing you're talking about. It's where they use that little hooky, scrapey thing to
yep,
get the tartar, right?
Ooh,
it's like tartar buildup.
I just have extremely sensitive teeth. And so everything, I mean, I'm white knuckling the chair.
Really?
When I'm there. I hate it. I'm like crying. Yeah, like, I'm not crying, like sobbing, but like my eyes are watering, kind of like those types of tears. And the hygienists are always like, are you okay? Do you need me to stop? And I'm like, no, just freaking get it over with. I just hate it. So this time I decided that while I'm there, I'm getting the laughing gas because I asked if they could put me under. They can't do that. I literally asked that. I was like, can I get put under for this cleaning? Like a cleaning. That's all it is. I'm not getting a root canal.
And they'll give you laughing gas for a cleaning.
Yeah, but I have to pay additional like $35 on top of like my insurance.
That's not
blah,
bad
blah,
though to get all messed up. That's
so
awesome.
So I'm paying it. But I cannot even tell you how much I am not looking forward to this because I just don't see how laughing gas, because that doesn't make it so you can't feel what's happening.
It's not for you?
That I'm scared. It's the feeling. I don't like feeling my teeth being scraped.
For you, though, because I think I understand, it doesn't hurt you. You're not like, ow,
no.
Ow. But the feel that you have when they do it, like touching it, it's like it messes your mind up, like where it freaks out.
Yeah. And it's just that I'm
laughing
super
gas,
sensitive.
I think laughing gas will turn that thing off. You'll feel like you will feel it, but you won't feel that
I
same reaction.
I think I'm about to waste $35 today. I'm not looking forward to it.
All right, can we Facebook Live your dentist appointment today?
No.
All right, well, hey, seriously, though, I hope you get through there.
I'll
sure
put
it'll be
some
good
stuff on Snapchat, Radio Now 1009. That's what I'll do.